business and philosophy are usually seen as two completely separate aspects of human activity. The reality is that business is just part of life, and where there's life, you can't avoid having philosophy. That is conscious life. If you're a human being and you're conscious, you're self-reflective by your own very nature. You know that you exist. One of the strange things about the practice of modern business over the past 100 years is to deny that we're conscious. For instance, employees have been treated very often like machines. People have been asked not to have any feelings. And then their real life happens sometime after they go home. There's no room for this kind of stuff here. So philosophy and business are very, very connected in the sense that business is life. And because business is life, an important part of life, perhaps the most important part of life nowadays, it needs to be informed by the kind of discipline and thinking that philosophy brings to the table. What is philosophy? Philosophy is traditionally defined as the love of wisdom. So if you think about business and philosophy in the same breath, what you're really asking about is, what is it to practice and do business in our lives in a way that's wise and sustainable? One of the most difficult things that most businessmen have is the feeling that life and business is out of control. Many people live their business lives with the fiction that they can control reality. Up until very recently, that seemed to work because there wasn't that much change going on in the world. Philosophy took a very, very kind of backseat approach, perhaps a mission statement every few years to kind of give the company some guidance as to what direction it's going into. What is happening now, especially ever since the fall of the Berlin Wall and the expansion of the capitalist ethic into the entire global economy, is a new world where change is so rapid that every few weeks you feel like you're really no longer in the same world. It's really about knowing how to live with ambiguity and confusion, and to be more precise, how to live with change. Philosophy is precisely important in proportion to the amount of change that's occurring in our time. Our time is so rift with change right now that it's like the time of Athens in Greece, when Athens was becoming an unstable empire and didn't know whether they were going to go on forever. And philosophy became very important at that time. I believe that was around the time when Socrates became well known. We're here in that kind of change right now. And the philosophical temperament is not about being ambiguous or airy-fairy or anything like that. It's about being very practical about how to be open-minded, about how to be realistic, and about how to deal with changes that are happening very rapidly. When we look at human life as it really is, there is birth, conflict, death. When we look at business as it really is nowadays, we see new markets rising and falling very, very rapidly. I think some people have a very false conception about what philosophy and philosophers are supposed to do. If you look at it as an academic thing of withdrawal from the world, I don't call that philosophy. I don't call that the love of wisdom. Wisdom has something to do with the art of living. And the art of living has a lot to do with how to face the changes that keep coming at us all the time. It's like being a samurai, knowing how to adjust the flowers and do some calligraphy, and at the same time having to fight the battle when the battle is there to be fought. And then when the battle is over, put the battle aside and enjoy life that we have. It's be able to find that which is timeless, great, and eternal in the midst of a world of change. That has something to do with wisdom, I suspect. The person who lives a life working in a job for a job's sake probably is not the kind of person who's going to appreciate the question about philosophy and business. Unless, of course, they're going through some kind of crisis in their lives and they want to ask questions and want to look about where they want to go to next and resolve some conflicts that they have in themselves. I suspect the people who have the greatest need for the marriage of philosophy and business are owners of businesses, entrepreneurs, executives who are right there and in the middle of all the confusing changes which are coming upon us and dealing with forces which they or any of us have very little understanding of. Hedonist in such a universe is very likely to drown in confusion. This is a very old idea that philosophy is a tool of leadership. Lao Tzu spoke of it in the Tao Te Ching. Plato spoke of it in the Republic. The idea of the philosopher king arose at that time. Over the past 10 years, many people have been interested in the idea which I've expounded of the philosopher executive or the philosopher entrepreneur. Basically, leadership has something to do with groping, to grope with the vision of a possible future, or to grope and look into emptiness or ignorance and then come up with some way of dealing with that and making something out of nothing. Leadership knows how to deal with ambiguity. Philosophy, to the extent that a man or a woman understands, and not just understands, but lives it, they are able to deal with the ambiguity fearlessly enough so that they can help other people go on with it. It's really at a completely different dimension. We're not really here looking at social differentiation of classes. We're looking at two different levels of living life. It is quite possible to be a very, very poor person materially, and yet be very, very rich and free. In fact, in many cases, I think we'll find that some of the freest people in our world right now are those who are not attached to what looks like leadership or ownership of large amounts of productive resources.